Hello, this is Clay, the real one.
And this is the real Danny. We're the real people who write this show.
Things have been crazy. We had to move off campus, which was where we were recording, so we have gone from having nice recording studios to bedrooms and closets.
Yeah. So we're just using a bunch of home microphones, and we're going to try really hard to make sure that the quality of everything stays about the same as it was before. But we just wanted to let you guys know this was going to be a slightly shorter season and maybe a few fewer characters because not everyone has good recording equipment at home. So we just wanted to thank
you guys.
Some
people will die.
No, characters will not die. Or will they? I guess you'll find
Library
out.
Library man is dying.
No, we're okay. Kidding. But, yeah, no, we just wanted to let you guys know, you know, everyone's okay, everyone's fine, and we wanted to thank you guys so much for, you know, sticking with us during these trying times, because we still wanted to get some content out for you. Enjoy the episode.
Bye.
Previously on the last show.
We thought it would be a good idea for Enemy Radio to give us a tour of the factory.
Factory?
That's what the engine calls it.
Well, what's it making?
Surprises!
Oh my god!
What is that thing?
Boss, this is exactly the kind of shit I wanted you to tell me about.
It's okay, I got it.
What is that?
A person.
Did you know it's making people?
How'd you learn that?
Oh, I was just attacked by a bunch of them.
Someone else is in there?
Not real people, enemy people. I read it the story of Prometheus. I guess creating human beings out of clay caught its attention. JP, you probably helped it realize that people don't shatter. I don't know what its plan is anymore, and I'm done trying to figure it out.
Welcome back, listeners. You all have excellent taste in radio. After all, you are listening to Enemy Radio. That's a new mode of Eden radio to all the newcomers. We've got a show for you today. I will say many words and you will all hear them. That's radio. So, news. I know the news. I should. If someone decided to answer my calls, this would be a whole lot easier. Hello? Engine? Is that better? Do you understand that? So, news that I know. Marion's still gone. Probably on the other show.
Sorry, Clay, but my years-long allegiance to the Clockwork God can actually be immediately broken by the chance of rebuilding a friendship.
The boss is still making people. Probably. Be nice to them if you see them. You won't be able to tell them apart from normal people, so be nice to anyone. The boss has been getting better at making them by the batch. I don't like that. That makes it sound like a baker. That's a dumb analogy. Hey, boss, you know how to bake? So, yes, listeners, I'm on the scary island all by myself. Self-actualization man is roaming the ruins trying to find his new self. So that leaves little old me. Little old me and the murder gulls. For some reason, the boss thought that what seagulls needed was to be more like crows. And to have thumbs. I hate them. I hate them so much. They stole a whole pot of mac and cheese out of the kitchen last week. I've been reading. That's good. Stole some books from the enemy library, lost and found. Unfortunately, the boss ranked books important by length. I'm working on Clarissa right now. It's 969,000 words. Hopefully it lasts until the murder gulls take all my food and I shrivel away. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. The boss said to hang tight for a few weeks. I suppose a month is a few weeks when you get down to it. Said it was going to fix our problems. Don't know what that means, but it's far more direct and clear than most of the instructions I get nowadays. I can sit tight for a few more days. I've been doing push-ups. Getting jacked. and broadcasting. The boss has insisted that I keep broadcasting. Something's coming soon that I need to be live for, apparently. Probably another apocalypse. Murder goes, I can still fight you. Until you learn to ask for an invitation inside like good monster creatures, I will not open the door.
It's me, dumbass.
Danny, oh my god. Wait, give me a second, I gotta get to the door. It's really locked. Like one of those fantasy vault doors.
Kinda going overboard with the security, aren't you?
Whatever it takes to keep the murder girls out, Danny.
I don't know, they're kinda cute from a certain angle.
Yeah, facing the other way. You want tea? Coffee?
I don't think I'm ready to trust anything you're feeding me yet.
Technically, I have not poisoned you since before the world ended. And even that time was an accident.
Well, you can't expect me to remember all the dumb things you've done.
I remember yours. Freshman year, you brought too much from home and eventually had to beg me to help you carry 13 boxes down 4 flights of stairs. That's dumb. I'm not the only dumb one.
Okay, do you want me to leave? Because I fucking will.
No, please. And please, don't curse. Enemy radio's clean.
Not anymore.
Could you stay for the show? It sucks when it's just me. I'm not saying that I suck, just that I need a comic partner, you know?
You're really helpless without me, aren't you?
I wouldn't say really. Maybe kind of? Moderately? Tastefully helpless.
I guess it's time for me to carry the show again.
Oh? You think you carried the show? How many listeners did you have before I got onto Real Spook Hours?
Enough to stay on the air, apparently.
What do you mean? You just did enough work around the station that they had to give you the show. That's what you told me.
Hello, listeners. Are you tired of listening to Clay monologue about how lonely he is?
That's not all I do!
Well, worry not. Once again, I am here to temper Clay's crazy with some much-needed reason.
I'm Danny, and I used to study psychology. I know what the scientific method is, and that there isn't a step called vibing it out. I can tie my shoes in less than a minute, and I've never eaten trash.
Are you done?
And I say things like, are you done? Instead of jumping into the bit.
I'll kill you.
You don't know how. What if I'm made of gears now?
Well, I think you'd be a lot less annoying if you were.
What does that mean? Oh, wait, what's it like back in Boston?
Well, the factory's up and running now.
Are people popping out?
Yep. They're almost done colonizing Copley.
Can they talk yet? And not that weird gasp thing.
Sure can.
Have you talked to them?
I just know what they've been up to this past month. Lots of wandering and scavenging materials. We woke up this morning to a pile of scrap metal and vegetable cuttings outside the studio.
Hey, Danny, you know what that is? Ingredients for scrap stew. You need iron in your diet, right?
Does scrap metal even go in scrap stew?
I'd have to check the recipe. You sure you don't want a drink or a snack? This matching washing machine and fridge set is just full of mediocre recreations of old soda. And candy. Boss, what do you think I eat?
Not hearing back much, are you?
I'll bring it up in my next performance review. Don't know if it realizes how lonely I get here.
I think it's hard for it not to notice.
You're suddenly an enemy expert? Has Marion been talking to you?
Marion doesn't talk about it much anymore.
Is she okay? Oh, how is everyone? Cadence still hate me? How's Library Man?
They're fine. Cadence is still Cadence. Library Man is being his usual self. Marion's there now.
I'm glad she's with you guys. Might even be a good thing she's out of here. I don't know how the engine feels about her whole leave of absence.
Well, she chose to leave, didn't she? Whatever she does now is up to her.
You guys are helping her out, right?
Well, she and Cadence seem to have made up, which is unexpected. Didn't really see that coming, to be honest. I thought they hated each other.
Really? I could see you hating Marion. Maybe. But I didn't take you for the jealous type. Are you?
Why the hell would I be jealous?
No reason. Just continue enjoying your life, please.
Okay. So, what else do you do here on the show, aside from whining?
Complain. Make non-whining jokes. Give people engine bulletins.
What's the bulletin for today?
I didn't get one today. My little memo pad was empty. Kind of weird, actually. Engine's been silent, but it's never missed a memo before.
Guess they got tired of your shit too, huh? Well, luckily for you, Mary and Cadence and I figured out a few things I can substitute in.
Like what?
You know how it changed time so food would grow more quickly? It kinda realized that this works best if there's actually more food to grow. For the past month, fruit trees and vegetables have been sprouting up from the ground pretty much everywhere. It's the most food any of us have seen in years. Even stuff that's not supposed to grow around here.
Oh, that's good. Better than most engine updates I supply. So people are okay out there.
Sure looks like it. Better than they seemed before.
Awesome. What was the weather like when you came by? Did you take Beacon Street? The Esplanade? This is the kind of stuff I would have heard from the engine.
Well, the snowstorm stopped right around the time we got back to the studio. Looks like the weather's leveled out now.
Same as it is everywhere else.
Four seasons in a day, lots of sunlight, you know, the works.
That's wonderful. Why isn't the engine telling me to brag about this? You know, it wanted me to mention that it made it snow a millimeter less than the day before once. I spent the whole week trying to teach it about scale and human attention.
Guess it learned its lesson.
That would make my life much easier. Show would be kind of out of content, though. I could figure something out. Maybe people would like to be read aloud to.
Maybe the people need more real spook hours.
Everyone needs more real spook hours. I dream of its return every day, Danny.
You really like that dumb old show, huh?
Nah, I just liked ragging on ghosts. Of course I liked it.
It was a nightmare of a show. I remember you never shut up about it after the bombs dropped.
Danny, are you okay?
I'm just being honest.
Is everything okay back at the other studio? You seem upset. I don't know. You're just not really yourself. You can stay here for a bit if you need to. We can turn off the broadcast, too. What's the engine gonna do? I'm as far from the T-tracks as you can get. That was part of my plan for the island, you know?
Well, that won't be stopping it anymore.
What do you mean?
The engine is branching out. We managed to reach Connecticut last night. Doesn't need the T-tracks anymore, apparently. They were more like training wheels.
How do you know this?
Huh?
Did Cadence figure this out?
She wouldn't figure out something like this.
Then how did you?
Because I'm a genius. How else? Yet another reason why I should join the show.
Join the show? This show? What? You want to join? Excuse me, what does that mean?
Once you're done rambling, I can explain.
Explain, please!
The last show's done. Let's be honest, it's been a shadow of its former self for a long time. No one's listening anymore, and we don't exactly have an insider scoop on what the engine's doing. Things are kinda perfect now. Literally, what can we even talk about anymore? Complaining about the engine only got us so far. Also, I'm bored. Everyone's done nothing but worry these past few months, and frankly, I'm sick of it.
You? Bored? That sounds like me. Things must really be good. Wait, are you saying you're bored with the last show and you'll move here and do my show?
Are you gonna let me on the show or not? Or should I give you another 10 hours to spin in circles and process a very simple question?
Why are you being so mean, Danny?
What kind of question is that?
I know we banter, but this is a lot. I haven't seen you in ages and you're just going for the throat again and again. I would have worn a chainmail scarf, you know?
Clay, can I be on the show?
Danny, what dorm did you live in freshman year?
What does that matter?
Nothing, I just wanted to tease you about something. Oh, remember when we almost got an award for real spook hours? Which one was it again? I want to put that on my resume.
We won an award?
Why don't you grab something to eat while I remind you? It's a fun story.
I'm not taking any of your food, Clay.
Come on, I'm sure there's something good in the pantry.
I'm not hungry.
Who the fuck are you?
What?
You aren't Danny, I know that. Did the engine do this? Are you made of bolts or some dumb shit like that?
Clay?
Where's the real Danny? Is she okay?
What the fuck are you going on about?
You're not Danny. I hate you. Get this thing out of my house. If you hurt Danny, I will find a way to hurt you.
It thought you would like the surprise.
Get rid of it. I will not do a thing for you while this—
I'm just like her, aren't I? The engine didn't do a bad job.
You couldn't be less like her if you tried.
Come on. After the factory, she's probably never going to talk to you again. You know that, right?
This might be your last chance to have your friend back.
This is worse than not having her at all. Get out!
Clay.
Get out! Shit.
Clay, what the hell was that? We just turned on the broadcast. Are you okay?
What dorm did you live in freshman year?
O'Neill Hall? Are you okay, Clay?
Danny, I've never been so happy to speak to you. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think I'm annoying?
What? No, of course I don't. I know I've been a bit mad at you these past few weeks, but no, I don't think you're annoying. You're my best friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think you sucked.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch much of it.
How much did you hear?
Well, we tuned in when that thing was bragging about how much it looked like me. A little unnerving, to be honest. Also, you haven't answered my question. Are you okay?
I'll be a lot more okay after we have a private conversation. And okay, I have a really dumb idea. I'm not dumb like the last one, though. Too dumb. Like a puppy. An idiot puppy.
You're not an idiot. What is it?
Can we bring back real spook hours?
Sure. That'd be really fun.
Can I come over to plan? I mean, I assume you don't want to come out to Eden Island.
And you'd be correct. As much as I want to see Charlie the Charles River Monster again, I think the enemy would make it try to eat me now.
I'll be there this time tomorrow. If I come any earlier, don't let me in.
The Last Show is written and produced by Clay McDermott and Danny Roa. Editing by Danny Roa. The voice of the host is Clay McDermott. The voice of Danny is Danny Roa. Music on The Last Show is composed by Danny Roa. Find the soundtrack on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/lastshowpodcast. Follow us on social media at Last Show Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. This podcast is affiliated with WTBU. Episodes come out every 2 weeks on Anchor or wherever you listen to podcasts. Want more WTBU content? Go to WTBUradio.org and click on podcast to see the latest offerings.